Republicans blast Trump's total sham trial date day before Super Tuesday, blatant election interference. By Joshua Klein on August 28, 2023. Republicans blasted U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan scheduling the trial date for former President Donald Trump's federal case a day before Super Tuesday, deeming it another corrupt act by President Joe Biden's DOJ as well as a blatant form of election interference against the former president and Republican frontrunner. On Monday, the Associated Press reported on Chutkan's decision in Washington, D.C., after she denied Trump's legal team's request for a spring 2026 date. The trial date for the former president's case, alleging he attempted to overturn the 2020 election results, is set for a day before more than a dozen states hold their caucuses or primaries, marking one of the most momentous days of the presidential primary process. In response, Republican members took to social media to express harsh criticism of the sham move. Democrats are putting President Trump on trial for election interference the day before Super Tuesday. Total sham, wrote Representative Jim Banks, RN. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan has set a trial date for President Trump's sham J6-related prosecution for March 4, 2024. This is one day before Super Tuesday, wrote Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA. We must defund this blatant election interference, he added. Blatant election interference by our corrupt DOJ, declared Representative Andy Biggs, R.Oz. Straight up election interference. No other way to put it, wrote Sen. J.D. Vance, R.H. Can it be any more obvious that all of these indictments are nothing more than election interference? Wrote Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA. The Democrats are doing exactly what they are accusing President Trump of doing. Election interference. She added. This is election interference, plain and simple, wrote Congressman Dan Bishop, RNC. Judge Chutkan is a political operative in a robe, wrote Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL. We should set her censure for a vote ASAP to expose this sham and restore our republic. March 4th? The day before Super Tuesday? Wrote Representative Byron Donalds, RFL. Their attempts to interfere with the 2024 presidential election are so brazen it's disgusting. Judge Chutkan should be thrown off the bench and run for DNC chair, he added. Biden's DOJ is manipulating President Trump's trial date to interfere with the 2024 election. They want to sabotage his candidacy, but it will fail, wrote Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson, R. Trump will win the nomination and the presidency, he added. Trump 2024. Biden and the left care more about taking out their political opposition than dealing with crime and keeping our communities safe, wrote Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN. The left knows they can't beat Trump, so they're using the justice system instead, she added. How is this not election interference? Asked the House Committee on the Judiciary GOP account. Election interference, declared former President Donald Trump's eldest son Donald Trump Jr. Election interference in a weaponized government and judicial system, wrote Arizona's 2022 GOP gubernatorial nominee Carrie Lake. Election interference in broad daylight, right up in your face by a weaponized justice system? Defund the DOJ, impeach Biden and Garland. Power is all they understand, use what power we have or lose the republic, wrote former U.S. Ambassador Richard Grenell. The U.S. State Department usually calls out this type of election interference. Instead, Blinken is participating in election interference. Dictators around the world are celebrating. I look forward to removing these shysters from government and helping restore America's moral clarity, he added. Election interference in broad daylight, right up in your face by a weaponized justice system? Defund the DOJ, impeach Biden and Garland. Power is all they understand. Use what power we have or lose the republic, wrote Republican candidate Joe Kent. A statement from President Trump's spokesperson slammed crooked Joe Biden, deranged Jack Smith and their henchmen, who continue to abuse the American justice system in their goal of interfering in the 2024 presidential election in order to prevent President Trump from returning to the Oval Office. In addition, the statement reads, "The date deprives President Trump of his constitutional right to a fair trial, a seminal bedrock of America, and continues to expose the corruption of the witch hunts being thrown against President Trump." From setting a trial date for the day before Super Tuesday to sending a fundraising email the moment of President Trump's processing in Fulton County, the Biden regime is no longer hiding its nakedly political motivations. The statement claimed while vowing that President Trump will not be deterred. "He will fight these hoaxes at every turn, and will win for the American people," it concluded. Trump faces four counts in the case, including conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. If found guilty of all the charges, he could face up to 55 years in prison. The indictment marks just one of four criminal cases that President Joe Biden's Justice Department and liberal district attorneys in New York and Georgia have brought against him in the past 5 months. Notably, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's case against Trump alleging 34 counts of falsifying business records is also set to commence this spring on March 25. Smith's other case relating to classified documents Trump allegedly took at the end of his presidency is set to begin on May 20. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.